I'm Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts. Today, we will be discussing transitioning back to school, and we have a focus on kindergarten, junior high, and high school, which are some of our biggest transitions. I'm here with some special guests. I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Danielle Boyd, a kindergarten teacher at Meadowvale.
Alexa Karras, principal at Jefferson Junior High.
And Seth Everett, counselor at Whitmer High School.
All right, let's get started with talking about transitioning. And let's start with you, Danielle. Kindergarten is the first transition, and I know probably one of the most kind of intense transitions for a parent. Talk to me about, I know there's some really cool things in the works for kindergarten. Can you share some of those with
us? Yes, we're very excited about a new theme we're using the beginning of the school year called Kindergarten is on the Move. We have a lot of activities planned with different types of transportation. Our goal is to provide a rich and meaningful context for children to learn through play. We're really excited about building that community of learners within the first month of school.
Now, is that just at Meadowvale, or is that all over the district?
Nope, that will be all over in the district at all of our kindergarten rooms throughout Washington Local.
Wonderful. What kind of things or tips or tricks would you give parents as they're preparing, you know, 4 and 5 year olds to start sometimes school for the very first time in their lives?
Yes, one of the most important things I think is a couple weeks before to start a routine. Getting that bedtime, morning routine, getting up, brushing our teeth, checking our book bags. Another suggestion I have is when you pack a lunch, start practicing. Have them take their lunchbox, eat out of it, practice opening up things. The kids just get really excited about using those new supplies. Another thing we always tell parents is to pack a photo. I always tell them to pack a family photo in your book bag or lunchbox, and if that child gets a little nervous, then they have that little picture they can take out, or they can use it at lunchtime when they get nervous.
That's a great idea. I know it's a little bit of change from the last couple of school years. Some parents might be worried about assessments and things that we did. Can you share how that will work this year?
Yes, this year we've decided just to let our kindergartners come in, get used to the classroom, get used to the adults in the building, and then we'll worry about the assessments later. Really would like them to be relaxed and enjoy coming to school first. So we'll get the assessments done in a couple weeks after they're all settled.
I love that, and I know the kindergarten team has worked really hard this year on making some changes, so we're looking forward to that. Alexa, you want to talk about, so you're getting the seventh graders this year transitioning from 7 elementaries. Want to talk a little bit about that?
It's an exciting time. I love watching the kids come in the building and just they're meeting new friends because all the elementary schools are coming together. So I always encourage my parents to really encourage their child to be outgoing in the aspect of being open to meeting new people, and because they're going to meet all new friends from every elementary now. As Danielle said, really practicing the routine before school starts, not waiting to that night before school, but you know, getting them into the going to bed at a certain time, making sure their backpack is packed and ready to go each night, their Chromebook is charged is important, and just ready to come in and start learning. So getting into that routine. And when they do get there, to get involved. We have clubs, we have sports. There's so many things that they can do in getting to know each other and meet new people throughout the building. So that's a big point.
What do your first couple days, I know we have the slow roll days, what does first few days look like for junior high students?
So we do like a Jaguar journey, or I know the Cougars do, Washington do the same thing with their students. We really spend the first 3 days getting to know them and teaching them the routines and expectations of the building. So if they're unsure where the cafeteria is, we'll take care of them. We're going to practice lockers, because I know lockers is a big concern for junior high kids. So we will practice lockers galore and teach them how to get books out of their lockers, you know, in between different periods and maybe not carry everything in their backpacks.
I know this is always an anxiety for students at the junior high lockers you mentioned, but then even being late to class. And I'm certain there's grace those first few days. I want to share a little bit about some of the graces
that
you
do. Some grace probably for a couple of weeks. Yes. Because it is. It's a big transition. They're not used to changing classes every single period, and we understand that. So, and we understand that they're going to 1 minute have their locker, and then the next period they're not going to know how to do their lock again. So we make sure our adults are always in the hallways helping out, and we do give grace, you know, for tardies and stuff.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, Seth, you actually have been at the elementary and the junior high. You could probably contribute to both of those conversations. But now you go. Let's share a little bit about yourself.
I'm actually the transition freshman counselor. So I have all the freshmen every year. So I work with them, and I work with the junior high principals and counselors working on transitioning like eighth graders to the high school.
What types of things did you do last year to prepare the eighth graders to become freshmen?
So I went over and talked to them all in smaller groups about scheduling and, you know, what that's going to look like. And, you know, and then I met with some of even smaller groups in the library and talked to them about transitioning and what sort of things we can do to help them at the high school.
What can freshmen expect their first few couple days with a slow roll?
So we are fortunate enough to have Link Crew, which I don't know if people have heard about that, but it's broken down the first day. It's only freshmen, A through K, with their last names. And we go through all sorts of activities, you know, training them and talking to them and getting them comfortable with and meeting new friends and all sorts of activities. They walk their schedule. They do all sorts of things like that. And then the second day is L through Z, last names, and we do the same thing with those. So then the sophomores through the seniors don't actually come until the third day.
I know we talked about grace at the junior high for being late and getting from point A to point B. Can you talk a little bit about the high school and what type of grace is given there for freshmen?
We have a lot of grace because it's to go from the science wing out to the CTC math classes is about 6 minutes.
Okay.
So that is our biggest struggle. Mm-hmm. So the teachers are really lenient the first few weeks.
Great. If there is a problem, I know this happens, they come to open house and their schedule doesn't seem right. What's the process for that with the high school?
So we are all there on that day at the open house. So if they have any questions, they can come into the counseling center and meet with their counselor. Obviously, the freshmen would all meet with me. But we get a lot of those things figured out those first 2 days when they're doing the Link Crew and they're walking their schedule.
Perfect.
And that would be the same at the junior high, too, because there will be some scheduling errors. So if parents see it at open house, we'd love that they could bring it to our attention right away. If not, we will get it cleaned up in the first few days.
And all administrators are back August 1st. So, you know, I know Power School will be live for schedules before the school year starts. If they see something or there's a question, what should they do if they see something here before school starts, even before open house?
Contact the offices of the building that they're in.
Okay, perfect.
At the high school, they've already been emailing us because they can see can see their classes in their Google classroom. So.
Gotcha.
And I think one thing that's new for kindergarten also is the parents will meet us at open house in all of our buildings. That's new because we're testing later, so your teacher will be assigned, and you'll have a nice chance for your child to see their classroom and their teacher before they come.
So kindergarten parents will be able to log into Power School and see their the assigned teacher.
Correct.
Eventually. When it's live.
The school secretaries will be very helpful with
they
that.
They will be making those schedules, so that's wonderful. I appreciate all the feedback. I think it's helpful for parents to know what we do to help get kids ready for school. Talk to me a little bit about, you've been in Washington Local, all of you, for quite a while. Do you have a favorite moment or something that's meaningful? Or talk to me about a favorite memory at Washington Local Schools.
I'll go first.
Okay.
So every year since I've been at the high school, it's always graduation because I meet with these kids freshman year, tell them their 4 years is going to fly by and they don't believe me. And then that day comes and they're crying, obviously tears of joy, but they're really excited. And to see them walk across the stage and get their diploma is just an amazing experience. And then personally, because I'm an employee, I was able to hand my son his diploma in 2022, and I'll get to do it again this year with my younger son because he's graduating.
That's an amazing tradition that we have in Washington Local Schools, and I too was able to do that with my kids, and just it's amazing.
I think going to graduation, obviously I teach kindergarten, but I love when they come back to visit or when you see them. I've also had the experience of having a former student work in the building with me, and I'm like, I just remember you as a 5-year-old. I know. So, yes, I just love when you see them outside. Even the other day, I saw someone at the grocery store, and they run up to their kindergarten teacher. And I just love seeing that. And then also my husband's at the junior high, so he's had a lot of students I've had, which is always fun to see when he has those kids in 7th and 8th grade that I had in kindergarten.
When you mentioned when they come back, like the when the seniors walk through the halls that last week, it is such a heartfelt, I think, situation for the staff to see the kids all grown up and successful, but also for those seniors, for those littles to see the seniors and just really look up to that, that will be them someday. Those are, it's a great tradition and a good memory for a lot of us.
Absolutely.
My favorite moments are probably our mornings with my students when I'm outside with my students or standing in the hallway and just having them each day come up and greet me. And junior high kids, they like to hug. So I take hugs and high fives and all that. And it's just seeing the relationships being built, not just with me, but with all of our staff is just awesome. And then I'd say also when I was given the opportunity to become the junior high principal, it was a great opportunity because this was my dream job, and now I get to help build the new middle school, so this has been an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, and I think we'll be bringing you back on at some point talking about Whitmer Middle School. We have a lot of conversations ahead. What was interesting to me, all three of you just mentioned a moment that was a relationship, and mm-hmm. I think that goes back to just building relationships with kids and staff and families, and it's really kind of what we're all about here. So thank you all for being here today and giving some advice. I appreciate your time. Parents, if you have any questions, please reach out to the building secretaries and principals. They are back this week. That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!